My name's Tom Jennings, and this is the 24 Frames Cast. Well, I hope you all had a good Christmas. Mine was a mixed affair, really. I went down to back home to Kent, which, as ever, was looking absolutely gorgeous. There was a slight issue there. I was looking after my father, which at times resembled the classics sitcom Steptoe and Son. But with the help of a lot of alcohol, I did manage to push through. Decided to leave this morning to come back up to Manchester, only to get to Euston to find that, of course, there were no direct trains to Manchester and that I had to go to Milton Keynes. Now, if you live outside the UK, Milton Keynes is possibly the worst place on planet Earth. I've not been to everywhere on planet Earth, but if there is somewhere worse than Milton Keynes, then it can only be hell as far as I'm concerned. Naturally got to Milton Keynes, had to get the dreaded rail replacement bus to Northampton. There was an enormous queue, which I dutifully stood in for about an hour, only to get to the bus to find out you had to pre-book your tickets, and most of the buses for the next 3 hours were completely full. I then got an Uber from Milton Keynes to Northampton, where I managed to jump in with a really nice Irish lad. So we talked about Ireland and football and whatnot, and then got on the train to Northampton to Manchester, and really, I think, felt pretty shit about travelling on public transport over the Christmas period. The only thing that kept me going through the journey was the thought of having fish and chips. And of course, when I got back home, I went to the chip shop. It was shut until January the 5th. So yeah, that was pretty much the day. Really, really thrilled to be back home and back in the warm. And I was thinking that, could I really be bothered doing an episode? And I actually thought, I'm in that weird sort of phase where I'm absolutely knackered, but I think I'm going to struggle to go to sleep. So I've decided, being the great person that I am, that I'm going to do an episode for you today. So this episode, in the last season, I did an app review, because if you're like me, you might notice at the end of the month that your bank account looks suspiciously low. And when you think, well, how on earth did this happen? You go through it and you look at all the various streaming services and apps that you subscribe to, and they do add up. And I have been just kind of going through them, sorting the wheat from the chaff, and I wanted on each kind of season to do a review of a streaming app, not Netflix and Amazon, but more kind of the add-ons, like the last one I did, Studio Canal's app, which is widely available. And what these episodes do is, well, they give me a little break, because I am writing, a very much hoping it comes out next week, but definitely the week after. I'm writing an episode, and doing these kind of smaller episodes does give me a little bit of an opportunity to put the brakes on things so I can have some more time to write. So this week, I'm going to go with an app which, there's going to be a few caveats to who this is really aimed at, because if you live in America, what I'm about to say is almost completely pointless, because the app I'm going to be reviewing is the PBS app, which is the public broadcasting service, which based in America. And you've already got access, I understand, to, if you have, you can just log on to the PBS website and stream away. But if you live outside of America, accessing PBS content can be quite hard. A lot of the stuff that's shown on BBC, on PBS, we have, is shown on BBC here, and I think vice versa. I think a lot of BBC programs are shown on PBS. And if you have a cable subscription as well, there is a PBS channel here. But I do find for the PBS channel here that a lot of the content is just, it's the same thing on just repeat, repeat, repeat. So then one of the other caveats I'm going to talk about on this app is, I subscribe pretty much to it for one reason and one reason only. And that reason, again, might be null and void, because if you don't like the films of Ken Burns, the documentary filmmaker, I'm pretty certain that the PBS app is not going to be for you. If you haven't heard of Ken Burns and you want to watch some incredible documentaries, then most certainly I think this is for you. And if you love the films of Ken Burns, as I do, then definitely the PBS subscription is a must. So to review the app, so to get into the kind of the technicalities of the app, So a bit of a bugbear of these apps is when they don't put all the content on them. So Paramount Plus, for example, given the back catalogue of Paramount Plus, I think that the amount that's actually available in their subscription service is utterly pitiful. It's almost a bit of an insult, to be honest with you. There are so many gaps. And as much as I like the Studio Canal app, it doesn't have all of Studio Canal's catalogue on it. And I can guess, I sort of understand that they are still quite big into physical media. And it seems slightly strange with PBS because they don't typically, most of their content isn't typically available for purchase, especially they have a series of documentaries called The American Experience, which focuses on kind of things like the building of the Hoover Dam and whatnot. And they're quite difficult to buy outside of America. You can have them imported over, normally at quite a lot of cost, but they don't have releases really outside of America. So I find it slightly odd that for the app that is available, it hasn't got more content than it has. Now, it does have a great deal of stuff. They've got various different kind of brands. As I said, they've got the American Experience. And I love America, and I also love American history. So for me, there is always enough sort of American Experience documentaries on the app to kind of dig into. And I find they're just really interesting. If I'm stuck for something to watch on a Sunday and it's absolutely throwing it down outside, and I just want to kind of hunker down on the sofa and watch some history, you can always find something like the aforementioned Hoover Dam documentary. And I actually went to the Hoover Dam after seeing that documentary, the Donna Party, which I've actually been to Lake Donna as well, where the infamous wagon train had to kind of wait out the winter, and people resorted to cannibalism. And there's some great stuff on there. There's a lot of great American Experiences documentary on there. But as I said, they're not all on there. And when I first started subscribing to it, I really wanted to watch the one they did about the making of Mount Rushmore. And I ended up, I think I downloaded like a really low rate version of it from some site. And it suddenly appeared one day. And the content, I have noticed, sometimes does kind of come and go. And I'll talk about it in a little bit more detail when I get to the Ken Burns stuff. But that is I find that really annoying. And apparently it's a rights issue. But I don't understand. I don't understand how it all works. Because surely if you've produced a documentary and made, you know, most of the music in it is original, which does seem to be the case with a lot of these films, I don't understand how they can kind of come in and out. But yeah, so there are irritating little things like that. And I've not had that annoying thing where kind of like, you'll be watching Mad Men or something and it'll fall off. I haven't had that yet, but it is a minor irritation that I have noticed some of the films on it do kind of come off. So the way this app works is kind of a little bit like the Studio Canal one. I think it must be a generic developer's skin that they have for these various companies to use when they kind of upload them to Amazon and whatnot. And one of the things I don't like about this app in the slightest is the way you have to do quite a lot of scrolling to find things, because the way it's organized is there's one at the top, you have the recently added, you go down then to popular series that normally pushes the kind of Ken Burns stuff, but as you go from left to right, it will, I think, kind of like randomly throw anything out. It doesn't appear to be kind of based on previous stuff you've been watching. And then the next category below that is like science and nature, which is fairly obvious what would be in that. And then you have biographies, current affairs, history, dramas. And dramas is a bit of a misnomer as well. They're not actually dramas, because you can go down to dramas, scroll across, and you'll come across The Civil War by Ken Burns. Well, surely that belongs in the history section. I don't understand how you could classify that as a drama. And there is an entire search option dedicated to Ken Burns. And again, they're not very well organized in the Ken Burns section. So, for example, I would have thought it had made sense to have them in order of his filmography, but it actually doesn't. They seem to be completely random. And again, obviously, The Civil War will appear in there, but you'll have a selection of his films, but not all of them. And it's a point I'll get to in a minute, but another section is called War and the Military. And again, you will find Ken Burns films in there. that aren't in the Ken Burns section, and some of the selections of film doesn't seem to match the title. So it's called War and Military, yet you can actually find Ken Burns' film The Congress and The Dust Bowl. I don't really understand what The Dust Bowl has got to do with War and Military, but other ones seem to make perfect sense. So there's a documentary about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a really brilliant film as well, which I watched, called American Patriot, which was a film made in 1983 about the American militia movement. And that's again from one of their kind of subtitles, this one, the Frontline series. But I would like a series that just had like the American experience, Frontline, Ken Burns, and what have you. It'd make so much more sense to me. And then you have like a special interests section, which seems to be completely random as well. War and Conflict, well, wasn't that kind of with War and Military? So again, the organization of the app is not great. You have to do a lot of faffing around to find things, and it does, I suppose, it kind of like encourages you to dig a little deeper. But what I want is almost like an A to Z section, just so I can just see very, very clearly what's there. And it just doesn't seem to have that ability to search like that. That for me is a bit of a mark against this app. It's too hickledy-pickledy. I think it could be so much better organized, either by year of release or alphabetically. But yeah, so that is definitely something that I don't like about it. With regard to the quality of the streams, it depends largely on when you're watching. I've seen stuff on here which is obviously shot during that kind of 90s 2000 period, where a lot of footage was shot on videotape or kind of DV tapes, and it looks like the product of its age. A lot of the stuff was filmed on 16mm, 35mm, and those ones definitely shine a little bit better. But the reason I subscribe to this app is because of the films of Ken Burns. My first introduction to his work came with The Civil War, and then I made a point of going through and watching all of his filmography. And Ken Burns is one of those documentary filmmakers where you can just lose yourself. They are so, there's something quite hypnotic about them, actually. I was watching his Mark Twain film over Christmas, and you can just sort of just zone out for a bit and be educated and entertained. And just the composition and the way in which they created is kind of like a masterclass in filmmaking. He might not be for everyone. His films are painfully long at times, but the reason I subscribe and I watch his films through the app is because if you live outside America, getting hold of his films can be quite annoying. I actually bought, I think it was the American Experience set on Apple TV, because you to have it imported over America, I think it was like £90 or something like that. But what's really frustrating is a lot of his work is released through the BBC. But be aware that if you do watch anything through BBC, most notably an iPlayer, a lot of the episodes will be edited down. So I noticed for his Leonardo da Vinci episode, I think each there were two parts to that, and each one that was on the BBC was missing about half an hour. And I don't like that at all. I want, if I'm going to watch a Ken Burns film, I want the entire experience. And also the stuff in Europe that has had a physical release is very kind of strange. I think they must be licensed through different companies. So for example, some of his stuff will be released on Blu-ray and DVD, some of it only on DVD, some of it won't be released at all, but there'll be kind of like various other inconsistencies. And these might kind of sound vaguely kind of like minor, but often the sound mixes are different. So for example, if you buy his The War series he made about the Second World War on DVD, it'll be in stereo here, but if you buy the Blu-ray from America, it'll be 5.1. And it might sound quite petty, but it is a little bit frustrating, I think, especially for someone, if you are kind of a dedicated collector and those kind of things matter to you. And quite a lot of his work simply isn't available. Something I'll get to in a minute. Like my favourite series is I think it's his best film, but it's my favourite series of his, is The National Parks. You can't buy that in Europe, as far as I know, certainly not in the UK. But something which is kind of a little, kind of a bit of a niggle is I actually got the Blu-rays of the national parks when I went to America, and the series, and they had a really nice 5.1 soundtrack. It was really immersive and well done, and I think really helped you kind of get into the world that the film was showing you. But on the PBS app, you can get the national parks, but it's only in stereo. But some of his other documentaries, which have been remastered, things like Baseball and the Civil War, do have 5.1 soundtracks. It just seems very inconsistent as to how, again, and much like how the actual app itself is organised, is there is inconsistencies which are a little bit frustrating. Not deal breakers, but if a series has got a 5.1 soundtrack, I don't understand why you just don't keep up with having a 5.1 soundtrack. It doesn't seem particularly hard. They can do it for some of their series and not others. I don't understand why. But the thing I do like about the app as well is some of his work is being remastered, certainly his film on the Congress, and they are replacing, like, the previous version of the Congress has now been replaced with a remastered one, and it looks absolutely fantastic. This certainly, they've same done for the Baseball documentary series and the Civil War, all have got remasters. And I'm not sure, for example, the Baseball one, I think you'd have to I don't think you can repurchase I don't think the remaster one is out in Europe. So it's something to think about. What I do with Ken Burns as well is I basically watch his films on repeat, and sometimes it takes about 3 or 4 years. And where this app has been completely invaluable is you've just got all his films in one place. As I said, it is frustrating and annoying that they don't have all of them just listed in chronological order. Sometimes you have to go into the search function within the Amazon Prime app and manually search for them. I just don't understand why that they've done it that way. It is a little bit annoying. And especially in the case of the national parks, that disappeared off the app for about a year. And like I said, it's all right if I own a physical copy of it, but if you were kind of watching it and it suddenly disappeared, that would be quite annoying. But it is back on there now. In fact, all of his stuff seems to be on there. If you live in America, you almost get instant access to his newer films. It takes, as far as I'm aware, about 6 months from his shows airing on PBS and then in their edited form on the BBC for the full episodes to appear. So his latest film, The American Revolution, isn't on it yet, but I would expect it to hit kind of the middle of this year. His Leonardo da Vinci one has just actually dropped, which I haven't actually seen yet. But overall, the quality of his film, the quality of the streams is great for the Ken Burns stuff, especially the newer stuff. It says it's UHD, but I'm not entirely sure if that's 100% true. I think it might be saying you can purchase it for UHD. My eyes just can't tell the difference between the two. It's a very, very good 1080p stream for his newer stuff, or they are. It is in 4K, but whatever. I think they look perfectly fine. And if you are a kind of new to the world of Ken Burns, I think I would kind of like to, I'd kind of offer three of his films, which I think would be a really good introduction. And I'm not going to go with the obvious as the first one, because many people would say, obviously, it's The Civil War that is his kind of masterpiece. I'm not 100% sure I think that. I think his Vietnam film might be that for me. But I would actually start watching The National Park, because it's a really kind of welcoming, beautiful, and I think quietly inspiring film. You get a lot of jaw-dropping scenery and human stories about conservation, democracy and belonging. And it's kind of, I think it's kind of a classic Ken Burns film, but it's not that heavy. And I was certainly so inspired when I watched it. When I was going through the filmography for the first time, and I got to the national parks, I thought, God, am I really going to be interested in this? I watched it and it inspired me so much that I have gone now, that I've just booked my next trip to America. I'm going to be going to Yellowstone, and I've been to the national parks now 4 or 5 times since I've seen this film. I was in Yosemite about a year and a half ago, and it ignited a passion for going to American national parks, and that I think is a kind of a testament to how powerful film can be. You might not inspire you to jump on a plane and go to America and go on long road trips to various national parks, but it certainly is a really nice way of spending a few hours. I think he's done two musical documentaries, but both solely on uniquely American genres, jazz and country music. I've just done jazz again, and I have to say, the last two episodes were a bit of a chore for me to get through. I think fundamentally the problem is I don't really like jazz music, and it's not necessarily a kind of prerequisite when you want a Ken, when you really watch a Ken Burns film, sorry, to like the subject, because obviously he has a filmmaking way which can just get you involved in any kind of topic that he's talking about. But I'd actually go with his country music film. It's brilliantly entertaining, and just the characters that he has, people like Dolly Parton talking, and the stories behind some of these artists are absolutely incredible. And I really like the music as well. I genuinely enjoyed the music. And another documentary, again, this might be very take it or leave it, but I love his baseball film. And again, I found American sports to be quite hard to get into, and I now have a real love of baseball. I loved watching the World Series this year. It was absolutely gripping. And even my girlfriend and I, we were kind of like lying in bed on a Sunday morning, we're like, well, should we just watch something? And I can't remember what game we started watching, but we just sat there, we were lying there for about 3 hours just watching it, and we got so into it. And this Ken Burns film, you don't need to be a sports fan, but it's a very nostalgic film, and also it kind of touches on, there's very kind of themes that go through his works, but certainly about community and race and memory, and with kind of like the idea of baseball kind of tying it all together. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Again, I think it's the more kind of, as it kind of catches up in time with contemporary ages, it's not as gripping, it's not as interesting as perhaps it was when it's kind of set in the early days of baseball and its heydays in the 30s, 40s and 50s. But I absolutely love that film, and it's a great, the version on the PBS app as well has been remastered. It looks and sounds fantastic. Now, if you really want to go for the all-out classic, it'd probably be The Civil War. Again, this is a beautiful, beautiful film. Some might say it's his masterpiece. I think it is a masterpiece of documentary filmmaking. I just think it could be his Vietnam film, which I think might be his greatest work so far. So, PBS app then. Yes, I would recommend it. If you like American history and documentary, it's certainly a niche app for sure. You're not going to get the latest Hollywood blockbusters on it, but if you have a fascination with history, especially American history, it's a yes from me. It costs only £2.99 a month, so you will barely notice it going out of your bank account. And for that, you get access, even if you don't watch all the kind of the other non-Ken Burns stuff, just to have all the Ken Burns films there, good to go. I think it's a big yes from me. So that was going to be the review of the PBS app. There may or may not be an episode next week. I didn't realise we've got people coming over to stay for a few days. But there certainly will be one the week after. If there is one next week, it'll probably just be a bonus episode. I might be able to kind of carry on with the James Bond retrospective or something like that. But we'll kind of see if I manage to get some time in the week to record something. So if I don't speak to you next week, it'll definitely be the week after. And I've got something pretty special planned for that. So again, many thanks for listening, and I'll be in contact soon. Bye.